From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're live, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Sunday, the 12th day of September 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Infowars.com has been down since this morning with an internet routing issue, not on our end. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com, and other auxiliary sites are up. Infowars should be back up by this evening. If not, we're going to have to move it to new servers. So that is going on that information warfare front. An update for all of you emailing and writing us and calling us. We are aware of that fact from your Twitters and the rest of it. We've been aware of it since about 6:30 a.m. this morning when I got up to check the site and start doing research for today's transmission. Okay, here are the different stacks of news that I have in front of me. China rethinks its controversial one-child policy because their population is actually dropping, and it's making their society unravel. For all of you out there that support one-child policies in the West, don't worry. The West is dead. 1.3 replacement rate. China's about to get rid of their one-child policy because it's gone below 1.7. So we're going to be breaking that down today. There's also another fact check here from the Associated Press. Obama's tone shifts on healthcare. He admits it doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. It does increase overall healthcare prices by at least 25%. And it was written by the insurance companies to gang rape you financially. Hope you enjoy it. Who owns the insurance companies? The big mega banks, the same folks that run everything else. Also, 9 years after 9/11, few see terrorism as top U.S. problem. Only 1% see it as the top problem in the country. 1%, people really understand that, but 9/11 has been used to kill this country's liberties and freedoms that make the United States so special. So we're going to be breaking that down, the latest Ground Zero mosque distractions, the Quran burning distractions. We're going to be discussing it all today. And the New York Observer has now reported what Paul Watson and Kurt Nemo and myself wrote about and spoke about in the last month, that the Ground Zero Mosque is a trilateral commission CFR CIA front. And here it is, New York Observer today, with the headline that it's a CIA operation. Bin Laden, Saddam Hussein, Fidel Castro. How many of these people, how many of these groups are manufactured? We'll be discussing that today. We've got massive economic news. We've got the election news. Now numbers showing that the Republicans will win the House conservatively and may even win the Senate. What does that mean in the big picture? We've got the mainline GOP still targeting Tea Party Patriot candidates. When they go after a Tea Party candidate, you know that's the seal of approval. You know they're really good, like Rand Paul when the GOP tried to shoot him down in the Republican primary. We're going to be talking about that as well today. After this quick break that is coming up, and Boehner, the Republican leader in the House, is saying that he will accept any tax cut from Barack Obama, any of the different groups that are having their taxes raised, he'll accept a middle-class tax cut and allow the rich to be taxed. If you're making $250,000 a year in a couple, that's $125,000 apiece, your taxes are going way up. Let me tell you, somebody making $125,000 a year is not rich. They're lower middle class. It's people like that that make the entire economy go around. These billionaire elitists and the rest of them taking their money offshore. It's that tiny middle class making $100,000, $200,000 a year that goes to your cleaners, your restaurants, that buys cars, that buys boats, that buys clothes, that buys gasoline, that pays for people to have their house cleaned, and they're targeting them. And the Republicans are saying, okay, we'll accept the tax on the rich. The true rich have got all the loopholes written where they pay very low taxes. But you got the general dumbed-down public thinking if you make $125,000 a year, you're rich. Yeah, make $125,000 a year, pay $40,000, $50,000 of it in taxes, keep $60,000. That's not rich. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, while most Americans are watching football or getting drunk, I'm here live. I'm here 6 days a week. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. It is the 12th day of September 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we're also simulcasting the entire radio transmission in a full living color four-camera shoot, so you can see the video clips we're going to play, so you can see all the different news articles and legislation and documents we're going to show. In fact, give me a document cam shot, please, crew, of the entire desk here, of all the different stacks of news I have here in front of me. We have Boehner, the leader of the Republicans, saying he'll accept any tax cut from Obama. Instead of fighting to end the so-called tax on the rich, if you make $125,000 a year individually or $250,000 a year as a couple, you're going to see your taxes go up massively. But they call that the rich. And Boehner is saying that he's now going to accept that. I have his quotes here in the Associated Press. He's hoping Obama will not raise taxes on people making $50,000 a year. Of course, Obama lied and said he wouldn't raise taxes unless you made $250,000 individually. And now he's raised taxes basically on everybody. And even the Associated Press has a fact check report today admitting that it's an overall 25% increase in insurance premiums on those that are already insured. Obama's now admitting that it doesn't cover pre-existing conditions, that it makes 30-plus million Americans go out get insurance, overpriced insurance. This is slavery, and it was written by the insurance companies owned by the big mega banks, another banker bailout. But the Republicans wouldn't tell you that. No, that would have actually defeated the legislation. And you watch, when they get into power, they're not going to fully repeal this healthcare takeover. You just watch. Just like the Republicans could score major political points and defeat all of the tax increases that are coming up, they're not going to put up a fight. In fact, put that AP headline back up there for folks. Here's the headline. Boehner, that's the Republican leader of the House, says he'd support a middle-class tax cut. And he went on to say that, well, if he can't get Obama to get rid of the increase on people making $125,000 individually or $250,000 per household, that he'll accept any tax cut and go along with that. You know, ladies and gentlemen, California massively raised taxes 2 years ago. And guess what? Tax receipts are way down 2 years later. You raise taxes, less money comes in. Kennedy cut taxes by 50% in 1961. Guess what happened to tax receipts? They more than doubled. Doubled. Ronald Reagan cut taxes. There was over a 30% increase in tax receipts. The government knows that, ladies and gentlemen. They know when you slap a tax on people making $125,000 a year individually, that A, they're not rich, they're lower middle class in the real scheme. The dollar doesn't go as far as it did, ladies and gentlemen, when you could take your date out to the movies and for dinner for 25 cents 80 years ago. Okay? They know that when they raise taxes, that it destroys the economy. But they want the control. They want to eradicate the middle class. They want to bankrupt the American people with NAFTA and GATT and globalism. It's stated by the Club of Rome. It's stated by the United Nations. And Newt Gingrich, one of the main leaders of the Republican Party, supports global government. He supports global carbon taxes. He supports all of this. And if you think he's going to save you, you got another thing coming. They're going to take over this Republican revolution just like they did in 1994. They're going to have globalist CFR types take it over and run it straight into the ground. And remember, you were told this. 2-3 years from now, when the depression's even deeper and the Republicans have done nothing but put window dressing on what Obama rammed through, just remember that. And all you Democrats 5-6 years from now who are getting ready to vote a Democrat back into the presidency and get ready to give the House and Senate back to the Democrats – Now, right now, the Democrats have got it. The Republicans are about to get it. You just remember down the road that I told you. You just remember that because these globalists are on record how they finance both sides, how they control our society. So I'm hopping mad. I'm going to be going over that as well today. And obviously, we're going to talk about all of the sideshows that went on over the weekend. The burning Korans and the Ground Zero Mosque and the protest and the demonstrations and all of it. Over a month ago, I did research, and so did my other in-house researchers, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Kurt Nemo, Aaron Dykes, and we published article after article after article pointing out that the CIA was funding the Ground Zero Mosque, pointing out that the Trilateral Commission was funding it, pointing out that the CFR was involved, that this imam's a globalist, that the second biggest shareholder in News Corp, that owns Fox, I talked about it last weekend, was funding this stinking diversion. Well, what's the New York Observer reporting today? A well-known, respected, conservative publication. Here's the headline. New York Observer, untangling the bizarre CIA links to the Ground Zero Mosque. You know, a week and a half ago, we published the secret FBI document that was leaked to us about how they were worried about violence and worried about reprisals to Christians worldwide, and ABC News finally quoted us and reported on this yesterday. Just like we broke the MIAC and Homeland Security reports, where almost all of the anti-terror training that's going on in this federal government is for conservatives and gun owners and libertarians. So, while they finance radical Muslims to scare Americans to accept naked body scanners in the courthouses and the airports and the public schools and the mobile scanners, and while they sell you on this police state, and you're like, yeah, I'll give my rights up because men in turbans might, you know, come out of my closet at night and rip my head off or come out from under the bed and kill me. Meanwhile, who created the Taliban and Al-Qaeda? CIA, on record. Who put Saddam Hussein into power? CIA. Oh, yes. Who overthrew secular governments in the Middle East over and over again? Like Operation Ajax, 1953, Iran, CIA, on record. And who's funding that mosque? You think this whole thing just got announced coming up on the 9th anniversary? You think these people burning Korans just popped up because they're loonies or they're crazies? No, ladies and gentlemen. This is staged, 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 staged so that they can hype the Muslims up, the radical Muslims, to go out and burn and beat people up, which is now happening in the West Bank and in Indonesia. From far Asia to the Middle East, I've got the news articles here, mainstream news today, beating up Christians, burning buildings down. It's going on all over the place, and people then go, my gosh, those Muslims are scary. We better give our rights up to the government to protect us. Meanwhile, the Homeland Security documents that were leaked to us by a federal marshal and by a state police officer that made national news a year and a half ago last year, because they're concerned, reports that it's almost all going on for you, returning veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. So while you're running around getting your knickers all tied up in a knot, worried about Al-Qaeda going to get you, you better remember that these wind-up toy Muslim extremists are being funded and financed and protected. You remember the underwear bombing on Christmas Day? And the media came out and announced, we are just now decided to put the naked body scanners in. And I showed you mainstream reports from a year before when the feds ordered these hundreds and hundreds of scanners. They were lying. They didn't make the decision last Christmas. Then a lawyer and another woman who were on the plane contacted us and said, look, we were there and watched a smart-dressed man get him on the plane without a passport. They called those gentlemen liars in the news, and then the head of the State Department came out and said, no, it's true. An unnamed government U.S. agency ordered the State Department to get him on the plane without a passport or visa. And it was confirmed. They took that lunatic nutcase, protected him, and stuck him on the airplane so they can take your rights. Do you understand that? Do you get that? The CIA runs that mosque. This is the truth. You'll get it nowhere else. We'll be right back.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up, I'm going to get into all the economic developments, and they're big as the Depression intensifies by design. We're going to look at the Republicans getting ready to sell out the American people, working with the Democrats to allow most of Obama's tax increases that'll completely shut down what's left of the economy to go through. We're going to discuss it all, but I want to quantify what I was getting into in the last segment. It is a fact that in 1958, Saddam Hussein was hired by the U.S. government, trained for 4 years in Egypt, used as an assassin against the Ba'ath Party. Then they made a deal with the Ba'ath Party to make him the head of security in 69. Then he staged a coup in 79. Then $35 billion was given to him by our own government to launch a war against Iran. Then they told him, go ahead and invade Kuwait in 1990. That was all a big setup. And women weren't wearing burqas in Iraq a few years ago. Now they are. Our government's job is to put Islamic regimes in so they can then go in and have a war with them afterwards. They don't want secular governments. Go back to 1953, Mohammad Mossadegh, Time Magazine Man of the Year, pro-U.S., anti-Soviet. They went in, hired a bunch of Muslim extremists to overthrow him, declassified. Then they double-crossed those guys and put the Shah in. This is how they operate. And remember, the intelligence agencies and those running our Pentagon on record do not represent this country. They've had the head of the Naval War College a few years ago come out and say they represent Wall Street and the mega banks. Who's stolen tens of trillions of dollars? Who's destroying our dollar? Who's taken our jobs overseas? Who controls our Congress? Who passed NAFTA and GATT? These are globalists. They want globalism. And now they openly announce an IMF plan for a world currency called the Bancor. That's a digital currency. We'll still have our regional currencies, but it'll be based and controlled on these systems that they're developing. And what will back it up? What will finance it? Your tax money. Hundreds and hundreds of new carbon taxes. And what's the EPA doing? What's Sebelius doing? She doesn't care if Congress has said no. She doesn't care if national polls show 80%+ of people are against carbon taxes. She's going ahead with it via the EPA, outside of law. And China and India and 160+ other third world countries don't have to make one cut in carbon. But you do. What's that going to do to your jobs? What's massive tax increases on people making $125,000 a year and above going to do? It's going to put more nails in the coffin of our economy. And what does the UN say? They want a post-industrial society. They want to bankrupt our society to make us dependent on government. But continuing, if you go to understand how these globalists, these big banks, I don't mean your corner bank, your local bank, they're a good part of our economy. And the Texas Banking Association, what, 4 months ago, put a big article out by their president saying mega offshore banks, the ones that created the derivatives crisis, the ones that got rid of Glass-Steagall, have written this banking reform bill to be able to shut down credit unions and healthy regional banks. They control the federal regulators. They're going to take us over and feed us into their system. And that's exactly what's in the legislation that's now passed a month ago. Bipartisan support for that, giving the private Federal Reserve even more power over our economy. But let's go back 100 years ago to the few years right before World War I. On record, the big mega banks of Europe and the United States funded both sides, the Austrian-Hungarian Empire and the British government, to get that war started. Both countries lose people and money and go deeply into debt to these bankers. So today, what do they fund? They fund the Mujahideen to fight the Russians. Then they get out of control. They use them as a pretext to invade those countries and take our liberties here at home. They create Saddam Hussein and then use him as a pretext to go in and invade. Now, again, they don't completely control them. They finance them. They psychologically assess them. They know what they're going to do. And then they put them into power. And then they have a war against them. And at the end of the day, we lose our liberties. And so this weekend, on Friday and Saturday and Sunday, I see the flags all over Austin, Texas, where I live, at half-mast. And I think they should be at half-mast for the 3,000 poor people that died on 9/11. But on September 12th, the EPA came out and said there's asbestos and deadly dust everywhere. Don't go in lower Manhattan. But on September 13th, the White House ordered that reversed, and so they came out and said the dust is safe. You don't even have to wear an apparatus, a breathing apparatus, a respirator, or even a paper mask. Everything is fine. Everything is okay, because if they were to wear a mask, they couldn't open Wall Street again. So they cold-bloodedly told the workers, you don't need masks. Everything is fine. Now, shouldn't we have the flags at half-mast for the 1,000-plus people that have died of lung cancer from the deadly dust? No. Congress still hasn't given them the funding, and instead we see New York Post articles out calling them ambulance chasers, people trying to get medical care, the police, the firefighters, and others. And it's going to be the same thing a few years down the road with the core exit and other dispersants by the tens of millions of gallons used in the Gulf. The average life expectancy of a worker in the Exxon Valdez back in the 80s is 51. You lose 24 years of your average life expectancy. You lose almost a quarter century of your lifespan when you work with this stuff. And what has Obama said? And what has the EPA said repeatedly? You've seen it on the news. Don't worry, there's no health problems, and core exit's not hurting anybody, and you don't need to wear masks. Because if they have them wear masks, they'll have to admit it's toxic, and later they might have to actually give them medical care. Or they might not get people who are willing to work out there if they know it's dangerous. Are you seeing the parallel here? They didn't care 9 years ago about those police, firefighters, military people, and doctors, and nurses, and valiant heroes. And they told them it was just fine for them to breathe. And it's the same thing 9 years later with the Gulf oil spill. Hey, but you go back to the 1990s, the Army admitted that depleted uranium was so deadly that if you breathed any of it, it would kill you. It's radioactive and very poisonous. Now, doesn't matter if the Army admits it's deadly. They tell the troops there's no health problems, and they use it all over the United States in proving grounds, in firing ranges. See, there's been a shift in government from just being corrupt to being downright dastardly. DU's not bad for the troops. Core exit's not bad for people in the Gulf. Asbestos and pulverized glass and concrete and mercury from the computers and the thermostats and all the rest of it, it's not a problem. The bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, you can't trust the crooks that run government. And it doesn't matter if it's Barack Obama or George W. Bush. It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter if it's somebody from Kennebunkport, Maine, with a fake Texas accent, or some slick Harvard lawyer like Barry Sataro, a.k.a. Barack Obama. They're just front men reading off teleprompters. And they represent a bunch of offshore global corporations that are completely and totally cutthroat and are only looking at short-term profits, and your life means nothing. If they'll march firefighters and police into deadly dust, or if they'll march minimum wage workers out into core exit, or they'll march our young privates from Iowa and Detroit and everywhere else into DU, of course they'll steal tens of trillions. Of course they'll take your pension funds. Of course they'll bankrupt this country. Why not? They see you as trash. They see you as garbage. And if you think the Republican Party's going to save you, I got a bridge I want to sell you on the surface of the moon. Now, we're going to come back and walk through all of this, then fire the number out to take your call. Stay with us.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Every time we play that liner, I get emails saying, what does that mean? But most people get the simple riddle. 1984 is the epitome of a boot stomping on human individuality and liberty. Forever. 1776 is the greatest expression of human liberty and the destiny to be free. So the answer to 1984 is 1776, the spirit of liberty rising, animating the hearts and minds of men and women, not just in the United States, but worldwide. And my radio show, my films, my work is a testament to what the individual can do, linking up with others who love freedom and love the truth. Here's the bottom line. The flags are at half-mast for those that died. But the attacks of 9/11, any way you slice it, were used to stab the Republic, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution in the heart over and over again. And here we are almost a decade later, nine years and a day, after those attacks on that morning. And this entire system of oppression is pointed at free people. It has nothing to do with terrorists. And in most cases, they open the door for the terrorist, they protect the terrorist, or governments are staging events and blaming it on an enemy. I was called a conspiracy theorist a decade ago by major newspapers repeatedly for having guests on who were on board the destroyers in 1964 in the Gulf of Tonkin off the coast of northern Vietnam. But 4 years ago, the CIA declassified what we already knew. The entire event was staged. Our ships were not attacked. And that lie, that Reichstag event, that staged terror attack, led to the deaths of 58,000 Americans, over 250,000 maimed Americans, arms, legs, faces blown off, and over 1 million dead Vietnamese conservatively on each side. Now, once you understand that, and once we have the MIAC and Homeland Security reports that were leaked to us by law enforcement, it's almost all aimed at you. And what did the former heads of the 9/11 Commission call for? They were previously the head of the CFR Commission, who proposed Homeland Security in 1993. Oh, yeah, they write all the major laws, immigration reform, all of it. That's the real government. They propose a domestic agency for domestic extremists. That's what Homeland Security is. They're now just announcing what it is. And so we need our flags at half-mast every 4th of July to understand our country's in crisis. Under the flag code, we should fly the flag upside down. Idiots think it's disrespectful. No. When your country is in a crisis, when the heart of your nation is burning down to the ground, you fly your flag upside down. When your ship's taken on water and sinking, you fly it upside down, calling for aid. When your country's imploding, you fly the flag upside down. But when patriots do that to try to point it out, their neighbors call the police on them because they're so ignorant. Or when I wear a Gadsden flag don't tread on me shirt, people get mad at me in grocery stores because MSNBC has told them it's a symbol of racism when it has nothing to do with that. You don't like government health care? You're a racist. You don't like big government? You're a racist. You don't like losing your rights? You're a racist. They use these tools to demonize patriots and people that love this country. And so 9 years later, here we are with the ashes of our once free republic all around us. How do we have the republic rise like a phoenix out of the ashes? Well, 3+ years ago, the Ron Paul Liberty Movement founded the Tea Parties. In the last year and a half, the Republican Party, led by Dick Armey and others, have come in and taken it over. And they'll give you all the rhetoric. They'll say the right things. And on the surface, they're better than Democrats, but I'd rather have a slimy, socialist, communist piece of garbage in there, like all these czars calling for an end to the First Amendment and calling for communism, because at least I can get people to wake up when they're faced with a naked enemy. What did Cicero say over 2,000 years ago in Rome? He said that an enemy that comes to your fortress with their banner unfurled openly, flying their colors in the open, saying they want to take over your country, is nothing compared to an enemy within. who knows your language, who wears your uniform, that poses that they're with you. That is treason from within. And I'm going to tell you again, ladies and gentlemen, our republic is in free fall. If they don't care about the 9/11 responders and the deadly dust, if they don't care about the Gulf workers and the core exit and other dispersants, if they don't care about the troops and depleted uranium when the Army's own manuals admit it's deadly, if they cover up their illnesses when it happens, when they do all of this, what does that tell you about the mindset of the people on top? Oh, your average cop's great. Your average person in the military is wonderful. Has joined because they want to give to their nation, because they're warriors. They want to protect. They want to defend. The average government bureaucrat's not bad. The average person working at a Fortune 100 corporation's not bad. But the people captaining this ship of state globally are the enemies of sovereignty. We are being financially conquered by Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and others. They are openly funding all of the major land-grabbing environmental groups that are out there. They are setting the precedent to bring in hundreds of new taxes that are then paid to them through government bailouts and corporate welfare. And they're openly changing the rules. They changed them 5 years ago, but now the Chicago Tribune comes out a few weeks ago and says, oh, they've changed the state rules to take public pension funds from police, fire, and teachers, to take all or part. The feds have changed the rules to allow private corporations to take your pension funds. I told you this years ago. Now it's in Bloomberg. Headline, federal regulators ordering private pension fund controllers to invest in failed banks. Your Social Security's already been stolen. Your bank account is next. This is a Ponzi scheme. No matter how much money you put into it, these Kinlay, Bernie Madoff types are going to rip you off. We've got global white-collar criminals so powerful, they've gotten away with so many scams, they've gotten away with murder, that they are now openly establishing world government based on carbon taxes, and it's in the Financial Times of London, it's in the AP, it's in Reuters, and then I get Nightline making fun of me last week, saying I'm a kook, none of this exists, when I'm reading out of the newspaper, but the Financial Times of London and the AP, they say global government is great, unelected bankers we pay taxes to, hand our roads, our water districts, everything over to them in, quote, privatization. And it's not even privatization. It's looting. It's robbery. So they can't have it both ways, saying none of this exists, but it does exist. You know, if you're for world government, it exists, and you're smart. If you're against world government, it doesn't exist, and you're Looney Tunes. They are counting on you being stupid, and we don't have much more time. I'm going to open the phones up and continue with news. The toll-free number to join us is 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. I want to discuss all of these issues with you, but I want to mine in to the economy, to the Republican sweep that's about to happen in the House and Senate. I want to get into the Ground Zero Mosque being a CIA government front, now mainstream news. I want to get into Mexican gunmen firing Border Patrol agents. I want to get into all of it on the other side of this quick break. Stay with us.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Every time I look at my children, I get angry. They're wonderful. They're innocent. They're good. And I care about their future. And I know this great republic, the greatest nation that's ever existed on this planet, full of wealth and ideas and virtue compared to every other country. It hadn't been perfect, but it's been the best, has been taken over by criminal elements that own both parties and are flushing our future down the toilet. Now, when we start the second hour, I'm going to take your calls and go to a bunch of news, but I want to finish up on the issues and points that I've been making. Also want to thank all the new affiliates picking us up. We've had five new stations in the last week pick us up. One of them picking up the Sunday show and re-airing it, six Central, is KLIF 570 AM, the Juggernaut, number one station there in Dallas. And grew up in Dallas. Great to be on KLIF 570. And, of course, coming to you here in Austin on 590 KLBJ. So very, very exciting on that front as well. Because, again, my friends, we've got to reach as many people as we can, as fast as we can. We've got to get them up to PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We've got to get them to read the actual stories we're reporting on and to see the legislation we're reporting on so they understand just how serious this situation is. The police in your town are being federalized, and they're not being trained to take on the supposed radical Muslims. They're being trained to take you and your family on. Let's get into those headlines right now. 9 years after 9/11, few see terrorism as top U.S. problem. That's the good news. 1% in a national Gallup poll think it's the number one issue. It was 46% thought it was the biggest issue just 2 years ago. So people understand, ladies and gentlemen. You know, let's say the terror is not manufactured. Let's say it's real. Okay, we're going to give up all our rights, all our liberties, pay hundreds of billions of dollars into private defense contractors to set up a third world East German police state in the name of fighting these people, but we leave our borders wide open and allow immigration to flood in. It doesn't hold water. Continuing, September 11th anniversary marked by noise and recrimination. And there were thousands protesting for the mosque, against the mosque, thousands protesting for the Quran, not burning it, thousands for burning it. They had some guy at Ground Zero burn the Quran. Thank God the police didn't arrest him, because whether you agree with it or disagree, you have to agree with his First Amendment right that our veterans fought and died for. People burned it in Tennessee and other areas. And guess what happened, ladies and gentlemen? In Indonesia, in the West Bank, and many other areas, guess what happened? Muslims beat up Christians, attacked them, attack their churches, burned Bibles. So where is the religion of peace, ladies and gentlemen? Where is it? Listen, I don't like burning the Bible, a Quran, anything else. It's disrespectful. But it's the right of free people to do it. I don't like burning the American flag. But I've got to defend people's right to do it, because if you take their right, well, then this radio show doesn't have a First Amendment right, does it? And I see articles every day out of England where people make mild statements against groups and get arrested. We don't want that system. In fact, put it back up on screen. Christians beaten and stabbed with plank near Indonesian capital, and it's at the site of a mosque, a nearby mosque to a Christian church that was shut down by the Muslim Indonesian government. Now, I defended Muslims' rights to have that Ground Zero mosque. But you have to defend Christians' rights in Saudi Arabia and Indonesia to have churches. But that's not the case. That's not the case. That's not what's going on here. So it's wrong. Continuing with these reports, here is the article out of the New York Observer, and we're putting it up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. It's not just a radio show, folks. It's a TV multicast. If you want to see it, PrisonPlanet.tv. And if you're listening later, you can always log in and watch the archive of this show at PrisonPlanet.tv. Utilizing the bazaar. Untangling the bazaar. CIA links to the Ground Zero Mosque. And this New York Observer report goes into all the bizarre CIA links to directly funding the mosque at Ground Zero. What did we report in the last month at my websites? Publicly available info. This imam is a globalist, a pro-world government supporter, a Davos, Switzerland meeting member, Trilateral Commission, CFR. And if you go to the mosque website, the foundation that's funding it, what is the number one funder? The number one funder is the Rockefeller Foundation. Next, it's the Carnegie Endowment. And if you look at who the Rockefeller and Carnegie Foundations fund, they fund Mecha and La Raza. What does La Raza mean? The race. For those inside the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. That is the La Raza slogan. I'm against the Ku Klux Klan, and I'm also against La Raza. It's a racial organization, and for 50-plus years, our government has allowed major foundations to engage in sedition and treason and fund these groups in Mexico and other areas, telling them the Southwest belongs to Mexico, and they're part of a La Reconquista, reconquering, or Infusora, the invasion. La Infusora. That's what's on the Spanish radio and TV. That's what's taught in the Mexican schools in Mexico. That's what I was taught at Anderson High School in art class. We were taken to UT and taught this is Mexico and gringos are evil. I was in high school 18 years ago, 19 years ago, as a senior here in Austin, and I was taught that gringos are evil. I was taught this is Mexico because the government wants it. The CIA's funding that mosque. The Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation. Go read it. We knew this a month ago. We did research. It's what we do. They're funding the people and hyping idiots to burn the Quran. I don't like what they're doing, but it's their right. And they're funding the building of that mosque and the hyping of it right now. It came out, what, 2-3 years ago when there was Paris being burned and cars being dumped over and police being attacked. It turned out that known CIA operatives were in control of the newspapers that published the Muhammad cartoons with Muhammad's turban being a bomb and Muhammad, his head on a dog, to get the Muslims hyped up and out of control so that the general public would say, take my rights away, have checkpoints, track everything I do, listen to my phones, keep me safe from Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, Associated Press admits, 2 months after we broke it, with people that were on the plane, that the unnamed U.S. intelligence agency, quote, ordered the State Department to put the underwear bomber on the stinking plane without a passport, without a visa. You understand this? Do you get it? Do you get it? Do you understand it? They want you scared of the Muslims so the big banks can use our troops and our money with upwards of $2 trillion total defense budget, $100 billion on record, $800+ billion in supplemental and black op funding. You think these mega corporations that could care less about America want their $2 trillion? Are they going to go out and finance an enemy for a couple billion a year? Does that mean that enemy is totally controlled by them? No, it's financed by them. It's protected by them. It's run by them. This is so elementary. This is so simple. And now they've got all these new Republican Tea Party leaders. The Republicans are just as guilty. The Republican leadership of the banker bailouts, the corruption, the Patriot Act, all of it, as Barack Obama and his gaggle of creatures. His gaggle of Congress critters, as they're called, there in the District of Criminals. And now what comes out? Boehner says that, well, he'll take any tax cut. Go ahead and let the tax cut for $125,000 or up go in. What do you think was going to happen with that? Here's another headline out of AP. GOP tries to take out Tea Party-backed candidate in Delaware. If the GOP finds out you're a real patriot like Rand Paul, what did they do? They had Dick Cheney come into town and speak out against him. They had all the Republicans line up against him. That's the same thing everywhere. And I just want you to remember that. Oh, I'm all for the Republicans throwing the Democrats out. And I'm for keeping their feet to the fire once they're in. And I'm for focusing on the states and taking our states back. And I'm for getting good patriot sheriffs elected and nullifying the out-of-control behavior of this rogue federal government. Speaking of that, we told you this months ago. Obama has stopped border enforcement. He's pulled the Border Patrol off the border. That's even in mainstream news in Arizona. And now he's openly saying they're not arresting or deporting any illegals. We're going to get to that coming up after calls when we start the second hour. This is your rude awakening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the cold ice water thrown on your face. If you want to save the free market, the Second Amendment, your family, if you want to save your pension funds, if you want to save the stock market, we have got to stop these top six global banks who want world government and who are financially taking over our country in a financial takeover.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks for caring about freedom and liberty on this Sunday edition. I'm going to go to Julio, Tom, David, Ryan, Liz, Lauren, Mark, Tim, Glenn, Jeremy, Tom, Mike, and everybody else. The toll-free number to join us is 888-201-2244. And then I'm going to get more into the economy An amazing story out of The Independent. China rethinks its controversial one-child policy. Very big news. And what's happening with the Mexico situation. The globalists trying to implode our country along with Mexico. That's coming up. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Julio in Illinois. You're on the air first.
Come on, Alex, a second. Hey, Alex, sorry I was on. I put you on speakerphone. How are you today, sir? Beautiful day here in Illinois. No chemtrails to be found. Quickly, a guest suggestion before I talk about 9/11 and what you've been talking about today. Someone like Mike Adams or someone in the health field to discuss the dangers and potentials of cloned meat and cloned products we've been eating. I saw you had something posted about cloned salmon approved by the FDA. That stuff's pretty dangerous. I don't know if you've heard of the movie Splice that came out, but that movie's all about like transhumanism, and it goes into that 50 facts the founding fathers wouldn't have known. You had posted on InfoWars, but going into 9/11, I think it's key, especially when you talk about Glenn Beck, for the Glenn Beck deception, to talk about the Mockingbird media and how they clearly are a big part in covering this up and trying to dumb down the public, because we still, in the 9/11 Commission report, do not have any specific info on Building Number 7, the key building. BBC reported twice within that hour span that it was going to fall. Aaron Campbell or Brown on CNN was right behind Building 7 and reported to the country that it already had fallen. Well, I mean, what are your thoughts on that, Alex? I mean, it all goes back to the Bush, you know, link with Prescott Bush to start Mockingbird Media, and then,
well, look, 9/11. I mean, I have made or produced 6 films on 9/11. We've done probably 500 or more interviews on the subject. And more than just Mockingbird Media that's government-financed or controlled, that's now admitted out in the open, was out in the 70s in a lot of congressional reports in the Church Committee. But now, before they would just deny world government or deny, you know, most of these issues, now they've got to have their people come out and admit some of it, or they try to radicalize alternative media to make us so kooky or people so racist that it demonizes the overall questioning of the system. But the overall structure is so corrupt and out of control, it doesn't matter how much they infiltrate to put out disinfo or how much they try to start infighting. This is a runaway train they can't stop because people instinctively know what's happening. Julio, I appreciate your call. Hard to believe it's been 9 years since those staged attacks of 9/11. Tom in Connecticut, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
All right, sir.
All right, so listen, I wanted to thank you. It's been almost a year now that I saw the most excellent film that you produced to date, which is The Fall of the Republic, and you helped wake me up to the issues that are happening out there in the world, and I can't believe that I'm an attorney. I didn't know things like there was a private Federal Reserve System that we're borrowing our money from, the things that you have taught us in the past years, and I want you to know that there is an awakening going here in Connecticut. I can't go a day. I was in the gym yesterday, and this young man walks up to me and says, starts talking about the Federal Reserve System. And then I meet another kid, and he says, can I have some links? And now I'm sending links from you and links from The Secrets of Oz and links for Ron Paul. And but there is a worldwide awakening. And I said, links.
And that's why the globalists want to start World War III. It's why they want a domestic crackdown, because we are kicking their butt.
Well, I just wanted to thank you for for all your hard effort. I don't know how you do it on a daily basis, because I tell you, I went down the rabbit hole, as you said, and at one point I had to stop listening to you for about a month because it became so frightening. It's overwhelming to see that my children be going to a war that, for no reason whatsoever, as your children.
Well, God bless you, Tom. Great points. Yeah, but it's because we have children or we care about the future that we can't stop. I mean, it's painful for me to have to look at this information and stay focused on it, but it's reality. And overall, we're so much more fulfilled because we do face the hard truths. We'll be right back.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live, back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. We are live. It is Sunday, the 12th day of September, 2010. We're taking your phone calls right now, and then I'm going to get into the economy. the acceleration of deterioration on the border and the outrage of Obama now admitting what we told you really last year, that they've ceased basically all deportations and arrest of illegals. But that is USA Today, U.S. Schiff's approach to deporting illegal immigrants. The Obama administration is changing the federal immigration enforcement strategy in ways that reduce the threat of deportation for millions of illegal immigrants, even as states such as Arizona, Colorado, Virginia, Ohio, and Texas are pushing to accelerate deportations. And I remember this 5-6 years ago, Houston Chronicle reported over 250,000 illegal aliens who had committed violent crimes were released in 1 year, including arson, rape, armed robbery, without being deported. You can rape a woman, spend a couple years in jail for it, and be released in Texas. That's your lawless criminal government. But they tell you, oh, give up all your rights or Al-Qaeda will get you. Then you read the federal research, the federal training. It's all aimed at you and your business, your farm, your guns. The criminal corporations that run our government hate real Americans' guts with a passion, and they're funding the radical Muslims. Makes me sick. Let's go quickly to your calls. David in Missouri, you're on the air.
Great, great Sunday broadcast, Alex. I just want to inform you that you have the power to save lives. And if you can check it out and urge your listeners to go to the Aaron Hansen Surgery Fund. That's my brother. We don't have insurance. We're poverty struck here. No options. You know, I don't know if people understand like what they have nothing in this world and not even be able to afford an operation to save your life.
Well, let me stop you there. This is a huge point. And listen, I appreciate your call. We don't screen calls, David. But if people wanted me to try to get my listeners to help them, you need to email me, talk to me about that. But you're not being told the truth. You're being lied to. In fact, guys, let me think of the exact headline, Dallas Morning News. Majority of Parkland Hospital births immigrants. And then you read the article, it's illegal aliens. I'm going from memory here, but they're going to pull it up. It's from a month ago. 76% of the births at Parkland to illegal aliens, and guess what? All of them free. All of them free. Now, I know about this because my dad is a dentist and oral surgeon. When he went to dental school at Baylor, he was taught that at least a third of his work under the Hippocratic Oath was to be free or charity. He still does it. There it is. Parkland Memorial Hospital delivers more of those babies than any other hospital in the state. Last year at Parkland, 11,071 babies were born to women who were non-citizens, about 74%. So I got it wrong, 76. 74% of total deliveries. Most of these women are believed to be in the country illegally. And then it goes on. That's Dallas Morning News. Scroll it down. I want to see the headline. It's free. Across Texas, 60,000 babies of non-citizens get U.S. birthright. See, I could sit here and tell listeners to try to send this poor guy money for his brother. Or I could help everybody by educating everyone. So, I grew up watching my father do free dentistry. Other dentists don't do it anymore. They're supposed to. I grew up watching him get up at 3 a.m. or 2 a.m. or midnight, two or three times a week, and go downtown to a hospital to rewire somebody's jaw who'd been in a car wreck who was a charity case because it had to be wired right then. Uh-huh. I grew up watching that. I grew up him leaving the house and then not getting any sleep and staying up all day with his dental practice the next day. Okay? I watched that. Now, one of my employees, I'm not going to say his name, though he might want to come on someday and talk about it himself. He wasn't my employee at the time. This is 5 years ago. I'm at his editing studio making Martial Law, the film Martial Law. And I come one day, and he's collapsed on the floor. He's lost about 20 pounds in the last month. He cannot eat. He's got an autoimmune disorder, admittedly caused by the measles shot. In every test, it's found in their intestines, the antibodies for it. It causes an autoimmune response in the intestines. He has Crohn's. He couldn't eat. He went to the doctors. He went to the emergency room. They said, you're just going to have to die. We're not going to give you medication. we're not going to, he couldn't get insured because of the pre-existing condition. They said, you're just going to have to, you know, just go away. And I went to him, and he got in an argument with me. And there he was, sitting on his couch, having to go to the bathroom to vomit, diarrhea, you know, just couldn't eat anything, dying. And I did research on Crohn's. I already knew it was vaccine-induced. And I told him, number one, you can't eat any GMO food. That helps trigger it because it accelerates the autoimmune problem, just like if you already have allergies. Other, you know, eating GMO accelerates it. That's admitted. And I said, let me tell you. You go to the hospital and you show them that you don't make a lot of money and that you're a charity case, and they're going to deny you. But then you point out that you know that the illegal aliens don't have to show an ID, insurance, nothing. They're instantly given coverage because they know about this trick. La Raza and Mecha tell them. They don't tell anybody else. For those inside the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. Illegal aliens come here. They have ads in Mexican newspapers. Say, come here. They fly in 2 days before they're supposed to have the baby. Their water breaks. Whole thing's paid for. They're made citizens. The welfare, full welfare is paid, and then they're taught, help bring down America. Help bring in the North American Union. Help vote for anti-gun movements. Now, see, I said I'd take calls, but this one issue, I may talk the rest of the... No, I'll get to your calls, but I mean, I could talk all day about this. There's USA Today. U.S. shifts approach on deporting illegal immigrants. Goes on to say they're not deporting them anymore. That's already been the policy for over a year. Now it's public. I'm right again, because I do the research. And I explained to him. I said... Doctors are supposed to do one-third of their cases as charity. They'll have to look at your credit, look at your money, and you meant to pay a little bit, but I said they cannot deny you the care. He didn't believe me. I finally got him into the doctors. They were going to do the surgery that cost more than $20,000 in Austin. He decided to go to New York to be with his family. He went to New York, had the top Crohn's doctor in the country do the surgery, remove part of his intestines, and 5 years later, he's well and healthy and works out every day, and he isn't dead. And he went in there. He couldn't believe it. He said, it's absolutely true. I didn't know this. The hospital admits citizens aren't told. It's a big secret that it's all paid for. All paid for. Because the hospital, under regulations and common law, under precedent, and under the state medical examiner boards, is supposed to give you that health care if you can't afford it. Doctors were taught that in medical school. Now they're not. Do you understand that? It's so frustrating every day to get emails and calls of panicked people saying, I can't get in college because I won't take these 27 different vaccines they're ordering. Or my child's being kicked out of school. There is no law you've got to take vaccines. They have a waiver that you're supposed to sign. It's a regulation. At the universities, it's all lies. They count on you being ignorant. Oh, you know all the college football scores, but you don't understand any of this, and no one else will tell you, and why, I don't know. There's probably a bunch of idiots out there. Rather than look into what I've just revealed to you, they're just going to say I'm a liar. It couldn't be true. The illegal aliens get everything for free. Why do you think you see illegal aliens driving around in brand new Dodge pickup trucks, $45,000? They don't pay taxes. Their wives get welfare on top of the construction crews they run. I've got statistics on that, how rich the illegal aliens are getting. Now, I don't dislike the illegal aliens, but the point is they're getting free health care and you're not getting the free health care. It's called charity care. Okay, you can get a liver, you can get lungs, you can get brain surgery, you can get everything, but under this new health care bill, they have bioethicist boards that can start denying it. And they're going to give you morphine instead to kill you deader than a hammer. So, your brother is supposed to get full treatment! Full treatment! I'm sick of how much knowledge I've got, and I got to watch all these people who aren't ever told the truth. We'll be right back with more Veritas.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. And the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I got really angry in the last segment because it illustrates everything we talk about here 6 days a week. Matt Ryan, one of my producers, wasn't aware of this. The rest of the crew out there wasn't aware of it. Shows I haven't done my job. But they went and searched charity care and pulled up laws in all 50 states. Let's put up New Jersey for people, and I'll read you the state law there on charity care. We'll put it up on the TV screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Where does funding for hospital care payment assistance come from? The source of funding for hospital care payment assistance is through the Health Care Subsidy Fund administered by Public Law 1997, Chapter 263. That's New Jersey. We can search the term Texas charity care law. But it's more than that. The hospitals charge you 2-3 times what it really costs for profit when you have insurance. And then they put it in a fund, but also the doctors are required under their license to give at least a third of the care at reduced or free. And these funds, there's the Texas Health Resources charity care law, enacted May 1993 by the Texas legislature to establish minimum levels of charity care that must be provided by nonprofit hospitals to retain their tax-exempt status and to establish uniform planning, budgeting, and reporting requirements through the Charity Care and Community Benefits Activities of Nonprofit Texas Health and Safety Code Section 311.045. And let me tell you what Mecha and La and what the federal government, state governments do. The illegal aliens are God. They are told all of this. They come in on the planes from China and Europe and Mexico, and they land, and it's all free. Let me tell you a story, and then I'm going to your calls. 8 years ago, Kevin Booth wants me to go water skiing with him. I go out on Lake Travis with him. We're about to go in. We've been water skiing all day. And I see a barge dead in the water in the middle of the lake by the dam. And they're waving for help with smoke coming out of their engine. There's big waves out there in the middle of the day from all the boats. We pull up. Kevin says, I got a bad feeling. Don't help them. I got a bad feeling. Don't help them. It's a bunch of Arabs. They don't even really speak English. They need help. I jump off. I swim over. I climb up on the side. A big wave hits. I fall. My hand falls in the door. My fingers flopping around with blood shooting out. Get it together, climb up the boat, gun it into the marina. People are yelling at me for the no-wake zone. I tell them where they can go. I say, I want to ride my own car. He goes, no, call an ambulance. The ambulance takes 30 minutes to get there, drives 15 miles an hour. I get to the hospital on a Sunday. It was Brackenridge. I pull in. It's a waiting room full of illegal aliens. And they're, oh, my stomach hurts. Oh, I got a toothache. All this business. They're going in. They're going in. About an hour goes by. My dad gets there. He goes, yeah, you got to get that reattached quick. It's still numb from it because it didn't get attached quick enough. And I start politely going over saying, listen, I need to get my finger sewed on here. You see this? I need to get it taken care of. All the skin ripped off, just dangling. And finally, I said, listen, I'm a radio talk show host, and I know you got charity care, and I got insurance here. You've taken over an hour to run this. And I said, and I'm watching these illegals go in for nothing, while blood's just, I had a big towel wrapped around, blood just running down my arm, my finger dangling by a little piece of meat. But because I had insurance, I was treated like a piece of trash. And my finger is still screwed up today because the nerves died in it. Now, that's what's going on here. You know what it's like having a numb finger? You don't feel it when it's under stuff. You don't feel it when you twist it. You don't feel it. It's not good to not have your nerves. But the point here is, I was watching illegal aliens with no ID, no nothing, Rolls Royce care. But they saw a big, fat, scumbag American come in that government hospital with money. And I was a piece of trash. The illegal aliens are told how to get everything free. And then you're told, oh, there's no health care for you when the whole system's there by law. And then they pass it with bioethicists running it, where it raises the premiums on everybody and allows them to reduce care. The death panels are real. It's already coming out in the news. Oh, you're an old lady? You're over 60? This is what the writers of the bill admitted. You don't need to have your eyes fixed. We need to have the money for somebody else. Oh, God. It's total fraud. Everything's a scam because Americans are such gullible, sheep-like people. If you knew about liberty and about the laws and about money, that those of you that have insurance are already paying by increased prices to pay for the stinking health care for everyone. Do you understand that? You've already paid the money in taxes and increased health care prices to pay for everybody's health care. But that isn't going to happen because these big, fat, greedy hospitals with the insurance companies lobbied to be able to raise your health care prices and give you cruddy care. They wrote the stinking bill. And did the stinking Republicans go after the legislation on those grounds that would have shot it down? No. They said, Obama's a socialist. Obama wants to give everybody something free. Obama's not a socialist. He's a global corporate New World Order pimp. The insurance companies wrote it to give everybody cruddy care and increase prices. The heads of the insurance lobby were in the Wall Street Journal admitting they wrote the stinking bill. And of course it doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. They don't want you to know this. And I think about how many citizens have got legs cut off, arms cut off, heart attacks, skin cancer, Crohn's disease, whatever it is, and they try to go in to get health care, and they're turned away at the hospital. Now, if you come in with your leg cut off right there on the spot, they'll go ahead and get you in. But if you come in there with, you got cancer, you got some money? Go out and raise the money. Go out and beg for money for 6 months while the cancer's eating your lungs or eating your liver or eating your brain, and then maybe. I'll never forget 3-4 years ago, I was watching House of Commons on C-SPAN, and Blair got up, then Prime Minister, and member of Parliament after Parliament got up and said, Mrs. Such and Such from this area waited 19 months for brain surgery. It was almost 100% operable if it was done within 2 months, but she waited and died. Tony Blair admitted, yes, that's too long to wait. It's wrong. Case after case where they have some of the most expensive health care in the world, and when Brits need health care, they come here. When Canadians need health care, they come here. And now it's admitted, they're actually just giving old people who are sick in England morphine. They just kill them. They don't give them any care. And that's what you've got. Our old, wonderful health care system is being removed, and a new health care system is being brought in, where government-appointed bioethicist boards, that's what it's called. You can go look. You can see Rahm Emanuel's brother, the doctor who runs it, saying, yeah, we're going to deny people care. You can read Tom Daschle's book that was the model of the health care bill, saying old people don't get eye surgery. You're above 60, you don't get it. You're going to pay insurance by law, and then the insurance is going to be denied for your surgery. You're going blind? Get a cane. Get a stinking cane. These are a bunch of cold-blooded eugenicists that'll screw up and rob anything that isn't nailed down. All right, I'm going to take your calls when we get back. Stay with us. All right, we're back live. And look, you yell and scream and get angry about your football team, but you don't get angry about your country being robbed by a bunch of criminals. And that's why you're going to get robbed even more. You've got to start getting angry about the public being ignorant and America being destroyed by design. Now, I'm going to take your phone calls. I want to get into this huge China news. Rethinks its controversial one-child policy. A lot of key info here. I want to get into the border situation, latest developments there. But let's just go to your calls right now. That other caller just sent me off into a tailspin because the care is waiting for his brother right there, and the stinking hospital won't tell him. Ryan in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
You wanted to comment on something else, and I'm mad, Alex. I had two questions for you real quick, and I'll let you go. The first question is, why do Americans have to pay for health care? And my second question is, why do you have a donate button on every page of your site, but you won't help out the Aaron Hansen surgery?
Another guy. And I'm told this guy had him call earlier during the week. That's amazing. I just told people how to get the health care. These funds have been put in. The hospitals are keeping them. And I told the guys, I said, I bet they don't even go after that. amazing. I appreciate your call. Exactly what I'm talking about. The real solution, you can catch fish for somebody or you can teach them how to fish. But I'm supposed to be like Jesus here, just endless loaves and fishes. Sorry, can't do it. Liz in Illinois. Liz, you're on the air.
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to say I just got my bachelor's actually in philosophy, and I wanted to say that everything that you've said, especially in Endgame, has just confirmed what I had already learned in, especially in my political philosophy.
Oh, that's all they teach at colleges. There's too many people. World government's good. Owning guns are bad. The family's bad. And then you come out on the air and say, I don't want your global agenda. And they say, you're a crazy person. None of this exists.
But actually, I was going to say not even that, but more towards what you're saying. Like, for example, I wanted to bring your attention to a specific philosopher. His name is Giorgio Agamben. He's Italian.
Yes.
The last name is spelled A-G-A-M-B-E-N. But he specifically, I think, wrote his book Homo Soccer, H-O-M-O-S-A-C-E-R, which talks about, it's like basically a Latin term for sacred man. But it talks about the state of exception, in the way that, sovereignty itself is aimed at their life. And it's really all about control.
You've got to control your own land. You've got to understand reality. You've got to know how to plant a crop, fix your car, stand up for yourself. And we've been put into a domesticated, servile spectator mode of passive people that are just told what to do like sheep, hence sheeple. And they also have the panopticon system that the French came up with 200 years ago of making us all feel like we're disempowered and that we're all being surveilled, so we just give into the system instead of understanding we make the system.
I think it's specifically, though, about dictatorship, too, about, like, calling a state of exception or martial law. It really discusses the paradigm of martial law as really central to the paradigm of government itself.
And what's your final point on that issue?
I just think you should really check it out. I think you'd really enjoy it. It's a theoretical book on the paradigm of power, the paradigm of martial law. And it's really current and up to date.
Philosophers for thousands of years wanted to be read by the elite, so they wrote about social control. Of course, Plato being the prime example of that, the prototypical example. Liz, I appreciate your call. Lauren in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Watching on Prison Planet here. Just wanted to confirm a few things you've covered and maybe mention one extra thing. I'll try to be quick here. Please ask your listeners to take action, because if we all take action on all of these things, do something every day, we can defeat these people. S-1619, the Livable Communities Act, please people look that up. S-510.
Yeah, that's a sustainability feudalism takeover grid.
Then to UN Agenda 21 in ICLEI cities.
Public world government law, Agenda 21, total enslavement.
Yep, you've covered also Klobuchar's Safer Air Act, mandatory.
Yeah, now they're saying any dust from a farm is illegal. They've got legislation, a House and Senate bill, and I've read the bill. You cannot make this up, where selling your neighbor a pumpkin is illegal and you'll go to jail. So they're just shutting everything down. That total control, feudalism, thousands of years old, is a practice of the controlling ruling class, not allowing the slaves to be self-sufficient. And that's what we're going into. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. That's why they want to overtax. They know what they're doing, Lauren.
Absolutely. Just one correction. You said Sibelius was EPA, I believe that's Jackson. The last two.
I'm sorry. She's the one over the carbon taxes.
Yes, correct. Two of the last speeches I've watched Barry Sotero mention, he's mentioned common purpose. I just want to request you get Dr. Tenpenny on this fall to address the flu vaccine issue with the combination, an L.A. Times article about them forcing vaccinations on the healthcare workers. All healthcare workers need to stand up for everyone's rights.
Well, that's another example. I saw a local Austin newscast this week, last week now, where they admitted they're going to ban plastic bags. They're going to have forced inoculations in Texas. They're going to control everything you do. And they just admitted all this hardcore tyranny. People are like, well, plastic bags, that'll save the earth. They tell you what type of light bulbs you can have, what type of toilet, what type of house, what type of bags. It's all about control over everything you do. If people think plastic bags are bad, actually paper creates more acid, more toxic waste, destroys more trees. It's one thing to get people socially to do better things for the environment, but really all it is setting the precedent for total control. Lauren, I appreciate your great points. Mark in Florida, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to talk to you about national sovereignty. I've been reading these Fletcher Prouty books, and he has an interesting idea about national sovereignty. And I wasn't very much interested in this until I started listening to your show a few years ago. So let me just read a real quick quote by him from page 162 of the JFK book. It says, although it is always assumed that national sovereignty is inviolate, in today's world, national sovereignty has become an archaic and unworkable sham. It does not even exist among the great powers, and it is continuously violated secretly. Then again, in the preface to The Secret Team, he says, it is time to face the fact that true national sovereignty no longer exists. We live in a world of big business, big lawyers, big blankets, even bigger money men, and big politicians. We are now, despite common mythology to the contrary, the most dependent society that has ever lived.
And that was written in the 70s, and that was written in the 70s by the Pentagon head but Black Ops. But the issue here is that the world government they're establishing is tyrannical and oppressive. And so many Star Trek heads say, well, that's just the next step, world government. This is not a people's world government. This is a murderous world government.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I agree. Yeah, I just wanted to see what you thought about it, Alex, because it kind of knocked me over when I read it, you know, what he said.
Well, no, that's the fact, sir, and I appreciate your call. Let's jam in another one here. Let's talk to Tim in Michigan. Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, buddy?
Good, go ahead.
This is your man on the ground, Tim, from Michigan. I guess you could call me Trending Tim, if that reminds you of anything.
No, it doesn't, but what's on your mind?
Well, me and you had a conversation about the Yahoo trending thing.
Oh, yeah, you had the idea for us to start doing search terms and making them number one, which we've done 20 times now.
Exactly. And I wanted to say...
Hey, I got to go to break.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
All right, final segment. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Let me run through some news and try to get to your calls here at the end. U.S. poverty on track to post record gain in 2009. They're always a year late when they give you economic statistics. This is from the Associated Press. People are saying Barack Obama did that. No, George Bush, Bill Clinton, they all did that. They work for the group that wants to destroy the economy. Here's another one, CNBC. Outlook, gloomy at secret billionaire meeting. And then these top billionaires report on all the things they've done to us, but then talk about how economically destitute we are and pose as our saviors. And it just goes on and on and on. Here's another one up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. United States Joint Forces Command warns that huge U.S. debt might lead to military impotence, default, or revolution. What did the British intelligence report 3 years ago say? But they work for the very same banks that have done this by design. So they've been building up this police state to suppress revolution against their hijacking of our economy. And then meanwhile, the total defense budget's close to $2 trillion. $2 trillion, $1.1 trillion, and then all the supplemental. So what do they want? More wars, but we're going bankrupt. They don't care. The globalists are offshore. They don't care if the troops breathe DU or people die from the asbestos at Ground Zero or people get sick from core exit. We're just a bunch of scum to them. A bunch of scum. You can even give the public solutions, and they just get mad at who brings them solutions. So the elite says, hey, these people will put up with anything. Let's run over them. And then here's high treason. Right here in this stack. This is out of AP as well. It says, Mexican gunmen fire at Border Patrol agents. The FBI is investigating after armed men shot at Border Patrol agents in Rio Grande. The agents returned fire. And then here's another one, USA Today. U.S. shifts approach to deporting illegal immigrants. No other country has open borders like this. But this is an inside political group they're going to use as a weapon. The Obama administration is changing the federal immigration enforcement strategy in ways that reduce the threat of deportation for millions of illegal immigrants. Even as states such as Arizona, Colorado, Virginia, Ohio, Texas are pushing to accelerate deportations. And it goes on to basically say they're not even arresting them. Oh, they'll have a few staged arrests every year for the media, but that's it. And what did CNS News report 2 weeks ago? In Arizona, they pulled the Border Patrol back 10 miles. They're not even allowed to enforce. Because the globalists, under the North American Union Agreement, the SPP, Security Prosperity Partnership, want open borders. They want people here to drive down the wages. They want to make them citizens to vote for gun control. Over 90% of these illegals, once they become citizens, vote for that. It's simple. They're bringing in a foreign mercenary workforce to get their job done and break the back of this country while you're busy sucking your thumb watching football. And so when they take your pension funds and when you lose your standard of living, you'll just look to the next presidential puppet to save you. Now, I want to play part of a local Fox newscast to analyze it here, because this is actually a pretty good newscast. They admit all these big brother nanny state things that are happening, but this is worldwide this is happening. And this isn't just nanny state. This is police state, total and complete control. What did NBC headline on Friday I covered? It said police state in Philadelphia. Warrantless searches on the roads, at the bus stops, the trains, and the police are quoted as saying, we can do anything we want. What did Congressman Stark say a month ago? The federal government can do anything it wants. The bankers that run our federal government are setting the precedent to do whatever they want. So here's this nanny state piece. Here it is.
They're your rights.
I think it's gone a little bit too far.
Slowly being taken away. More and more laws now telling us what we can do and where. From smoking bans.
I don't think that's right, especially when you're out in public.
To what we do in our cars. And even what we eat.
It's to keep the population safe. I think they've gone too far.
Where do you draw the line? Mandatory vaccines? How much government is too much?
They're practically in your home, in your bedroom, and in your living room.
Are we becoming a nanny state? Are laws becoming too intrusive?
The people should actually have the say what they want to do.
Where do you stand?
More and more Americans do think the government has gone too far, and they're standing up to take back their rights.
They certainly are. In fact, Reason.com ranked the worst and best cities for personal freedoms, and Austin didn't fare so well. Fox 7's Fody Clurgis with perhaps a reason why.
The latest law to stir up the debate on government intrusion right here in Williamson County. It wasn't long ago you could spark up a cigarette or a cigar just about anywhere outside, and then the 15-foot law was passed. And now as of October, you'll be pushed back, way back. Try off the county property that your tax dollars helped build. And it doesn't stop there. Just last...
Okay, then they get into forced inoculations and banning plastic bags. But notice it's always incremental. It's always more, 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 more. You're just being trained to accept anything and everything from these people. But they violate all their own laws. They do whatever they want. All over the country, they're trying to ban salt in restaurants. They're trying to put in vending machines nationwide where you got to swipe your driver's license and retina scan to get a bottle of wine. I was in a convenience store No, I was in the airport. I've seen it in convenience stores as well. But the latest one, I was flying back from shooting with Jesse Ventura in Atlanta, Georgia, and New Orleans, Louisiana, for the TV show coming up in the fall, Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura. And I flew into Houston, and I was waiting for my flight back to Austin, a connection. And I watched a woman who had to be 70 or older. And she walked over, and she was getting a piece of pizza. And she said, I want a Michelob Ultra. And the guy said, I've got to see your license. And then he takes it and scans it. And she says, what did you just do? Well, I've got to scan it. See, it goes through a database. So this is going on everywhere. And they don't allow that guy behind the counter to make the decision. This woman is at least 70 years old. I mean, she had a bald spot, for heaven's sakes. It was an old lady with her hair falling out, and she can't have a beer, man. She's got to give her little ID, and she's got to have it swiped to get that beer. And, I mean, I watched Ventura with his hip replacement get searched and patted down and squeezed. I watched women having their breasts squeezed in the checkpoints, I flying around. It's a joke. And Ventura said that's why he's looking to fully leave the U.S. He just can't put up with it. And it's about training us to submit to anything and everything. But the good news is the public is angry, they're upset, and they realize what's happening, and more people are saying no. And it took 5% to start the Revolutionary War and to win it. We got way more than 5%. We probably got 30% the numbers I've seen that are fully awake now. Go out and wake up the rest of the public, and together we're going to start saying no. The naked body scanners. The airlines say that flights are way down. People are mad. The airline executives are calling for them to be removed. It's an inside deal with shirt off to individually make millions of dollars. The company's billions with thousands of these scanners going in. They admit it bathes you in radiation. And so now they say, okay, we're going to have a computer-generated cartoon of your body so we don't see your genitals. But they're lying. They still have the image, and they're saving it. They admit now they lied about that. So now they're going on the news saying, don't worry, we now create a image over the scan so we can't see your genitals. But that too is a lie. And then I read the report in Wired Magazine and Forbes 2 weeks ago about 500 high-powered x-ray machines, many times more powerful than a chest x-ray, super bad for you, 500 mobile vans beaming it into your house, looking into your house, violating the Fourth Amendment. And the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled last week that citizens can be secretly arrested, tortured, and never seen again. I mean, look, we have a criminal government. We have a rogue, out-of-control government. None of us have a good future if we don't say no to this. None of us have a future. And they fund terrorists. They protect terrorists. They use those terrorists. The CIA's on record funding the Ground Zero Mosque to get everybody fighting with each other so that we'll give up our rights in the name of stopping the supposed Muslim terrorist. It's a joke. It's a fraud. It's a scam. We're reaching millions and millions of new people every week. We are the leading resistance to the globalists right now, and I'm begging listeners to spread the word about the free podcast at prisonplanet.com, to spread the word about the radio show, to get my films, to make copies of them, to give them to everyone you know. And to realize that the feds are coming in saying they want to censor talk radio on the internet. They're now openly pushing it because they're a bunch of crooks. And did you think you'd ever see government-run healthcare? Did you ever think you'd see all these wars and torture and no Bill of Rights and face scanners and body scanners? Did you ever think you'd see the news promoting taking your pension funds? These people aren't going to back off until we say no to these bullies. Great job, crew.